This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to it once again. It's a Thursday morning and this is Cliff Central. And of course, you're listening to Black Life with me, Dumisha Masha. And in the studio with me, I've got Brenda Nyakuchla / Dandala. Did I say it right?
Yes. You tried. The first part could have been better. Okay. Nyakuchka.
Sorry.
There we go.
Sorry. I'm better now. I just needed three times to get it right. So, Brenda, you're the editor of Afropolitan magazine.
Yep.
Tell me about Afropolitan, because I've seen the magazines. The covers are always looking absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
And for the viewers who've never actually read an Afropolitan magazine, what can they expect to find?
Well, the Afropolitan is, it kind of crosses over. It's a magazine aimed at the not only aspirational, but the inspiring Afropolitan, so to speak. It's a magazine that's aimed at anyone who's proud to be African and who's making a mark on the continent. So we touch subjects that range from business, lifestyle, luxury, hot topics, current affairs, you know, everything that mostly black people are talking about around their dinner tables.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I always find that the covers are very stylish. Like the one time I think you had a gentleman, a Nigerian gentleman who's a designer. And
yes.
He was wearing these suits. He's now in the States, I believe,
yes.
Right? He's making suits there. And I mean, that kind of fashion was just like, it blew me away.
Yeah.
But then they get different. You know, sometimes they're very arty. You like have very artistic, cultural. where do people find Afropolitan magazines?
You can get it at CNA and at Exclusive Books.
Okay.
Or you can obviously subscribe. And
which is
you'll
probably
find
the best way to go about it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Are there e-magazines available? So
yes,
if I subscribe, would I be able to read it on my
device?
You
can actually get a free copy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a digital magazine,
yeah,
and you can download the app.
Yeah.
So awesome. If you go to www.afropolitan.co.za, you can get all that detail.
And in the latest issue of the magazine, what are we looking at?
The one that's coming up now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is. We're going to talk about the fading Rainbow Nation.
Okay, let's talk about that, because it seems to be a hot topic at the moment.
Yes.
In the news today, there's news of a certain DA, I don't know if she's a minister or...
A shadow police minister.
A shadow police minister, and she's saying things were better under P.W. Buerta.
Yes, and obviously she apologized.
After she posted it on Facebook. But I've been seeing that there's a lot of racial tension at the moment on social media.
There's a lot of it. And so in the next issue, we're actually going to talk about how... the older generation, and when I say older, I mean like late 30s upwards.
Oh, that's us.
No, we're old. We're old.
No.
Yeah, because...
Okay. I'm going to stop fighting.
No, let it go.
I am 40 now.
The herds have moved on.
I must live with it. And I'm a father, so yeah,
yes,
I'm old.
Yeah, no.
I'm that guy.
Yeah, leave it to the young people now.
Yeah.
So, speaking of the young people, so the article is touching on how the young people have been realizing that the dream that was sold... is actually a fast, and they are the ones that are looking to, as they say, finish the revolution.
Okay, when we say young people, we're talking, what's the age gap? I mean, or the maximum age of a young person?
It's not like an ANC youth league.
So it's not 35, it's younger than
no,
that?
No, it's mostly students.
Okay.
And if you look at all the stuff that's happening, it's around students.
So you look at, I mean, UCT, what happened there? Stellenbosch, what's happening there?
Yeah.
I think there's the born frees, as we call them, are starting to realize that they actually didn't get this freedom.
Yeah.
However, I mean, I found on social media, like if I post something that's saying, you know, we're not quite there yet, especially when it comes to black and white. I mean, in this country, that's what it is.
Yes.
The issues are still about black and white, and it's about race.
Yeah.
People that follow me that are usually under 25, a lot of the time, the black people say, oh, come on, can we stop talking about black and white racial issues? Can we stop talking about apartheid?
Yes.
And it's like, if we don't know what happened back then when we do get statements like what this DA lady put out, then we might actually believe it. That, you know, maybe it was better in the 80s.
Exactly.
And then we all forget that, you know, in the 80s, we also had a state of emergency.
Yes.
There were soldiers in the townships. You couldn't actually get on a bus in town because those were white designated buses.
Yeah.
You couldn't even sit on a bench outside your school. I remember outside my school, there was a bench that said Net Blancas.
Oh.
You know, that's what I grew up with.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm dealing with that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And if you look at it, I mean, you're saying you're 40 now. I mean, the majority of your life was under apartheid.
Yeah.
And
until I became a fully grown man.
Exactly. And so to just now shrug that off, it's hard.
Mm.
And time, unfortunately, usually erases all the bad memories. And we think because now we live next door to each other and we're driving the same streets, it paints, you know, start looking at life through rosy colored glasses.
Okay.
But the reality is the past had some really horrible there were horrible times
yeah.
for black people. Mm. They were really horrible times.
They were horrible.
And
otherwise,
the fact that there was service delivery does not negate the fact that I was less than a human being.
You know what I mean? And I mean, the fact that then if you had a service delivery protest, you'd just get shot.
Exactly. Yeah, pretty much.
So there was just fewer. And I mean, I think that the system, the apartheid system at the time, had that stuff under control under P.W. Botha more than ever. Yes. Although that's why there was a state of emergency. So if there were more than five people gathered singing and dancing, you were going to just get shot. Now we like let you...
We'll let you do it. And let's be honest, it's easier to deliver a service to a minority than it is to deliver to the whole of South Africa.
So
that's one of the articles that are in.
Okay. So your background, before you were an editor of Afropolitan magazine?
I was at Media 24.
Okay.
Yes, I used to work for FHM and Heat.
Those were two of my favorite magazines once upon a time.
No, I can understand why.
Yeah, I mean, they had great articles.
No,
and they always had great gadgets.
And never mind the visuals.
They had such beautiful, pretty pictures.
Yes, yes, that was the aim.
Really? That was you selling to us?
So I was in the marketing department there. And then from then on, I started freelance writing.
Okay.
Yeah, and I wrote for free because I was trying to hone my skill.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I was lucky enough to have Branko from the Daily Maverick.
Okay.
He used to like critique my work. And so you can understand how hectic that was.
Because
you send it back and say, no.
No.
Yeah. And then I had to rewrite and rewrite. And then eventually I started getting paid.
Yeah.
Right. And I became editor
of
the Afropolitan.
But the thing is, right, you say like you taught yourself to write at that stage. But you at that time were highly qualified person.
In the publishing.
And, you know, you had your degree.
Yeah, I was already in the publishing world.
Yes.
Yeah, but I knew that writing was what I wanted to do.
Yeah, so you still had to take it to another level.
And, you know, you have to take control of that. You know, it just doesn't happen. You just don't wake up and say, I want to be a writer.
No, I think a lot of people don't realize that you really have to.
You have to find someone who can actually sit down with you and say, like, where on earth did you learn to write? And this is not it. And help you to be better.
But I find that crazy that, I mean, I think young people nowadays, you get a lot of young people writing to you and saying, we want to be writers. Mm-hmm. And what is it that you mostly find? Do you find that there's a lot of talent out there, or is there a lot of
crap? It's a lot of raw talent.
Okay.
And then, but I think they're not really interested in doing what is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say to them, if you want to be a good writer, you have to be an avid reader.
Yeah.
And you have to know the boring parts about English language, you know, grammar, sentence structure, and all that stuff. But they just think if they pen a couple of blog posts, then they'll be writers. But there's a lot of boring stuff that comes with being a writer, like reading avidly everything, because a writer has to wear many hats.
Yeah.
And so I find there's a lot of raw talent, but it'll be great if they actually decided to actually put in the work and the hours.
Is there such a thing as a format for a magazine? When you write a magazine article, is there such a thing as first paragraph must contain this, then the second paragraph? So it's like beginning, middle, end, body, all that sort of thing.
Absolutely. You know, intro, meet, conclusion. There's a whole format, and you know, like when you've done it for so long, you can read and you can look at an article and realize, okay, no, this actually needs to be. The flow is not working.
It's not working, right?
Yeah, because we all have thoughts, and it's easy to put thoughts down on paper, but to actually write it in a way that you will read it and understand what I'm trying to say, but not feel like you're being spoken down to by the article is a bit of an art.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're here to also talk about your recent trip on a ski holiday, and as you know, this week's and every week's Black Life is brought to you by the original all-inclusive holiday provider, Club Med. Discover the world with Club Med and choose from over 80 resorts around the world. From quality family holidays to romantic couples escapes, from sun to snow, resort and city experiences, Club Med is the ultimate paradise for the perfect break. Club Med, holidays enjoyed in style. How was your Club Med experience recently?
It was amazing. You know what I'm saying? I know, right? On a ski trip. So when they're like, let's go skiing, I'm like, black people don't ski.
Yeah, man. You're tropical.
Yeah, I can swim, but I ain't going to ski. Especially because I'm a black woman. You know, black women get cold.
You know, you get cold feet.
You get cold,
you know?
Hey?
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't know. And also, like, I don't even have ski gear. Now I have to go to my white friends and be like, borrow some boots.
Had you skied before?
But
never.
At Northgate.
Oh, okay, yeah. But that's not the same thing, is it?
Exactly.
With the kids.
Exactly. So, but what is great about it is they're like, no, you know, what's great about the resort, which I'll talk about later, is how it's all inclusive. So I'd never skied.
Okay.
I had, I'd experienced snow, but not in that extent.
Yeah.
Where
it's everywhere.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you literally have to kind of get over your fear of slipping and sliding and getting into it. But what's amazing about Club Med is when they send you somewhere, they take care of each and every part of the trip. So even with the skiing, it wasn't a problem because right from learning how to put on your skis, there's someone there. Hell, even just putting on your boots.
But before we get into that, what I want to know is there's snow everywhere. And you see some of these ski holiday or ski resort promos and people sometimes are not wearing very much. Is that like, is it kind of warmer than we think it is actually once you get there when there's that much snow?
Oh, hell no, it's cold.
It's cold?
But
okay.
I think when you get on the ski slopes and you start, you know, doing your thing,
it does warm up quite a bit.
Okay. And we found the first couple of days that we were overdressed because, you know, we were like, snow, ice, it's going to be bad. But then we eventually had to like take off a couple of layers.
Yeah.
It's quite hard work.
Yeah, and you were at the Val Thorens. How do I pronounce it? Is it Thorens or Torrens? Val Thorens Sensations.
In the French Alps.
In the French Alps.
It is beautiful.
Oh, wow.
It looks like it's literally postcard beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And yeah, like in the French Alps, Le Trois Vallées in the Savoie region.
Yes.
I must actually work on my French accent. Le Trois Vallées in the Savoie region. I hope that was kind of sexy.
It was different.
Okay. So, but how did it look? How was the architecture and that sort of thing? Was it kind of, because
with this resort, it was designed via crowdsourcing.
Oh.
Yeah, so the guys at Club Med asked their regulars, like, what they would want in a resort.
Okay.
And they took all that and they literally made Val Thorens based on the feedback from designers and Facebook and the Club Med family.
All right, now I know you're a stylish black lady. And you guys have very high expectations when it comes to style, architecture, and a hotel room. How did you find it, though?
No, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was amazing. It met all your expectations. You were like, wow.
It's classy without being too classy. Okay. Where, you know, sometimes a venue can be so high-end that you don't feel comfortable in it.
Yeah, it's kind of aloof.
Yeah, exactly. Where it looks better on the pages of magazine than actually for me to relax
you
and
can't
have fun.
Ever be relaxed because it's too austere. It's
exactly. The black-white lines.
Yeah.
But this was, it was classy, but it was warm and inviting and just amazing.
And, you know, how was the food and drink?
Well, don't go there if you're banting.
Okay. Why? Is there a lot of carbs involved?
Like, it's the French, you know what I mean? So there's pastry and the bread.
Right?
So it's amazing. And there's different levels with different restaurants that cater for different needs.
Okay, so there's like a whole bunch of different restaurants within the resort.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So you can go, if you want to have like buffet style, you can go down to the second floor. And then if you want like fine dining, you can go to the next level. Mm-hmm. And then there's a champagne bar on the other level. So it's just French champagne. It's amazing. Mm. So whatever you feel like. So if you come with kids, you can go to a restaurant that's a bit more kid-friendly.
Yeah.
Or if you are there for a romantic holiday, you can run away from the kids and go to the fine dining one where there's a jazz band playing and there's a jacuzzi outside.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just want a party, then you go to the topmost floor and you let loose.
Well, that's really interesting that you should say that, because I always sometimes assume that when you are at a ski resort, that's kind of day and night what you do. Mm. But it seems like you don't have to be skiing all the time. Yeah. Yes, it's cold, you're in the snow, but it's picture perfect, it's beautiful, and you can do other things.
Yeah, so what they do is the ski instructors are there on standby. So you book your times that you want to go to ski, and then they go with you. And then when you come back, you can go into the town, because this is a small little town around this resort. And so you can go shopping. And when we're there, we were lucky enough to experience the Trophy and Ross. It's like a race.
Motor
car racing on ice, the ice circuit.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's like motor rally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And on ice.
Okay.
So, you know, so there's things in and around the resort to do. Or you can just chill and drink champagne.
All day long.
You know, that's not bad.
That's not a bad lifestyle at all.
Either.
And how did your skiing go? Oh, there's a spa as well?
Yeah, there's a spa. So at every point, like every need is catered for and you can never get bored.
Mm. And how did your skiing go? Did you actually get to a point where you got it, or are you still falling off?
No, because, you know, I'm very competitive.
Yes.
And I'm one of those people that think you must try everything once.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And so first day wasn't so great. Mm-hmm. And was mostly trying to put on the boot and not fall on the skis. Because I was told, you know what, I'm the only black person on the ski resort. I have to represent.
Yeah, you do.
And
you know they're watching you, right?
Exactly. So the first day they must have been like, no shame.
Yeah.
No.
Y'all can play soccer and basketball, but
exactly.
This is ours.
Stay off the slopes.
Yeah.
But second day, I got better. And by the third day, we actually went on the ski lift and then did a slope down.
Wow.
I was so proud of myself.
That's amazing. Yeah. Are you a good skater? You know, do you skate? Does it help if you can skate, for example?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Come closer to the mic.
Oh, sorry.
It doesn't matter if you
you'll
can.
Yeah, you'll learn. Because they literally take you through the paces one step at a time. And if you put enough time, then you'll get it by 3 days. I mean, by the third day, it was like day three. Mm. And we're all going up on the ski lift and we knew how to stop and whatnot. It was amazing how quickly you actually catch on.
Yeah.
And maybe that's, you know, kudos to the ski instructors who are so patient.
And what kind of items would you, I mean, we're talking about the cold, right?
Yeah.
What kind of items would I need to take when I'm packing my bags to go to
Thermals. Yeah.
Don't forget them thermals.
Mm.
That doesn't sound very romantic, though. I can't imagine trying to get through some thermals at the end of a long day of skiing, you know?
No, but what's nice is the resort inside, warm as hell. So
you can just take them off, girl.
Exactly.
We're on a ski holiday here.
But, you know, take them when you go outside.
You need them.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they've got, but you don't have to take ski gear because on site they have everything for you.
Yeah. And you wouldn't want to take that on a plane.
No, exactly.
But I mean, I'm talking about what kind, do you take jeans or what kind of pants do you wear out there? What kind of jackets and things like that?
You need proper ski pants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which you get there jacket. Or do you like just go to like a Cape Union Mart or something?
Yeah,
like
you
that?
Can get them here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right,
you can get
all
them
right.
here. And then some thick socks and, you know, it would be nice. You can take a beanie if you want to look cool, but not necessary. And some ski goggles for the sun because the reflection on the snow is quite hectic.
They don't give you can't hire those or you have to buy your own?
Well, you'd rather just buy your own.
Oh, they're not that expensive?
No.
What are you using for now in South Africa? Like, where do you take
them?
Who knows
where Club Med will take me next?
On a Sunday, you're just wearing like your
ski mask. The water's my oyster. At Northgate Ice Ring with my daughter.
And your kids are like, oh, mom.
Yeah,
like,
you're so uppity.
Please.
Yeah, no, I'll be the one so that everyone knows that once upon a time I went skiing with my ski goggles around my neck. No, so I think basic necessities would be your ski suit.
Yeah.
Obviously, scarf and gloves. So, you know, but like those heavy duty gloves.
Yeah.
And earmuffs.
Of course.
It's nice scarf. Yeah. But that's pretty. And thermals.
And you said there was a lot of partying going on. There was a club there, right? You also said you were the only black girl on the ski slopes. I mean, what kind of people are at this type of resort? Were there young people
wild
there
people.
With you? I don't white
yeah,
people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool
yeah,
white
no,
people,
yeah.
all right?
Yeah. No, cool. No, very no, young.
It sounds so racist. We are not, just a disclaimer, Cliff Central does not endorse racism at all.
And we do not think the country was better under Peter.
Yeah, no, definitely not. That will never happen.
It's mostly young people.
Yeah.
But what happens at night, which is great about the parties, is the GOs, the Club Med GOs, the guys that work around, you know, in the ski instructors, and they work in the ski rooms and they literally become the party animals at night. So like you're all partying together. They put on a show after dinner, and then after that, it's just like
so. They're beautiful people mode. There, you know.
Yeah, I think they make sure that everyone is quite appealing to the eye.
Yeah, okay.
Mm, it was lovely.
So don't let the wife go there by herself. It's cold. They're hot ski instructors named Vlad.
No, and you know, and they're so attentive. Like, I think my best moment was when one of them was like helping me put my ski boot on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I can stay. Mm-hmm. It was lovely.
Yeah, and they don't see a lot of chocolate. So you're like, you're a superstar there.
Yeah, no, it was the best day of my life.
You're Beyonce.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I was literally Beyonce on the dance floor.
Yeah, you're the best dancer there. You're the only black person. Like you say, we're not racist, but this is true. And how long did it take to get there? I mean,
did
you fly Air France?
Yeah, we flew Air France.
Straight to Paris.
And what's it called? It's Premier Economy. I think it's Premier Economy. It's like flatbeds. I mean, can you believe it? It's amazing.
I've flown that and it's like the best thing ever.
Yeah,
you know?
So for those that can't do business, fly Premier Economy.
Yeah.
And they also serve French champagne on board.
Yes.
So by the time we got there, you know,
you were
it
nice
was happy
toasted.
Days. Yeah.
Do they still have that smoker's curtain? I remember in the old days, Air France, you just go behind a curtain and stand with the other smokers in the plane.
No, I think times have moved on.
Really?
This How like, long ago was that?
That was like...
I mean, I know you're
I'm
40,
show,
but
I'm
going to
show my age. It was like mid-90s, up to like 95. They had like this little smoker's curtain that you just go behind.
You were flying in 95?
Yeah, man.
You were progressive black.
You know, I was like going to Paris sometimes and then, you know, smoking a Gouloir on a plane.
Behind the curtain.
I thought it was crazy.
No, I don't think they have that anymore.
No, they don't do that anymore. No.
But so we flew from Johannesburg to Paris, mm-hmm. and then from Paris to Geneva.
Ah.
And then drove.
How far is that? How many?
It's about an hour okay. and a half. And then we drove from Geneva to the resort. So the drive is a bit long. It's about 3 hours.
Okay.
3 hours, if I'm not mistaken.
It's like going to Polokwane.
Yeah, but prettier.
Okay.
Yeah. So you drive to all these little quaint French villages. Nice. And I think we drove through one where Tina Turner now stays. But it's just beautiful. So you don't even mind the drive because it's just so picturesque.
So serene.
Yeah.
Serene is not the right word.
Well, some parts are because of the snow. You know, do you know how it is? Like on the postcards we see with the Christmas trees and the snow, literally,
that's real.
It is real. They just didn't make that up.
Okay. I'm trying to like think of other things to ask you because this sounds like a really exciting. Who did you go with though? I mean, you couldn't have just gone with yourself. Was it a group?
No, we went with a couple of other media guys mm-hmm. and obviously Stuart from Club Med.
Yeah.
He was there. And, yeah, so it was about a group of five.
Yeah.
That's the club.
It says here that you have your own butler from the moment you arrive at the resort. Now, tell me about this butler thing.
Well, you know, like, you know, people have different needs. So if you want to be fully catered for, then you will have someone appointed to you to take care of your every need. It's very BEE.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, like, what is the butler doing exactly? Like, is he pouring the champagne and switching the channels on the TV? What is happening?
Well, you know, who knows? Like, if you want,
I've never had a butler, you know.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Well, me neither. Yeah. But I think it would be one of those situations where if you're hungry at 2:30 in the morning,
and just call room service, right?
No, you call your butler.
Oh, okay.
And for a special maid dish. Otherwise, you're going to look through the menu and have what everyone else is having.
Oh, so he actually made. That's what the butler's for.
I think butlers, they're like for bespoke.
I see what you're saying.
Attention that Tumisha wants. What Tumisha wants, Tumisha gets if he's.
I want a dry martini, shaken, not stirred. That's the guy to call at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Because room servers are going to be like, check your fridge bar.
Yeah. Yeah, make your own martini.
Yeah, exactly.
I hear what you're saying. Because I'm like, what do you need a butler for? I still can't figure it out. I mean, but a lot of these hotels have
it. Yeah, they have this personal butler now.
Maybe I grew up poor and I just don't know these things. Because you know when your eyes are opened? Like before, you were like, I don't see what the point of this thing is. And then you have it and you're like, I can't live without this.
Yeah, and then and if you want to plan your day, why mm-hmm. must you like? Why must you be the one saying, okay, then what will we do? Then who do we need? No, just say to the butler, so today at 2,
okay,
we want to eat at the Epicurious lunch. Or we want to, and then we want to have lessons. And then so he'll be like, you know, yes, sir.
Okay, what's the concierge doing that when the butler's doing that?
No, the concierge is at the front in bringing everyone in and booking.
Now. Okay. But I mean, you're a big time editor of a magazine. What is the job of a concierge? Really, if I've got a butler,
if you've got a butler, I don't think you need a concierge if you've got a butler.
Doesn't the concierge organize the girls and the party packs for the room? You know, is that what
but
the concierge is
for?
You
can ask your butler to do that because he's under your confidence.
See, I'm not getting it.
He's
anymore.
Your best friend.
I don't know this.
Yeah, okay. And then he cleans up the mess afterwards, hides the bodies.
Calls your wife
exactly
on FaceTime.
Oh, exactly. To say that, no, everything's fine,
everything's
madam.
Fine. Yeah. He's sleeping. Yeah. There he is. So, and some other dude. Okay.
No, it's but you know what? I think for me, as editor of Afropolitan, I want black people to just experience more than they're comfortable with. You know, enough of Mauritius. I mean, Mauritius is nice, but can we stop going to Mauritius?
Well, actually, you know, some people have just started going to Mauritius. I think enough of Deben. Okay, let's just start. Let's start us stage by stage.
Yes, okay. Let's baby steps.
Baby steps.
Okay.
But I hear you because I'm always thinking I want a tropical holiday. I'm from a hot country.
Yeah.
When I go on holiday, I think beach and resorts. But this sounds amazing.
No, it really was.
And it's different, right?
Yeah.
It's an experience you can't get anywhere else.
And I think for most people, they won't try something until someone they know has tried it.
Yeah, that's true.
And you've said, actually, it was really amazing. It was a nice experience. And I preferred doing that than sitting on the beach and yet another beach in front of another sunset with another cocktail. Mm. This was totally different because there's a bit of culture. There's you get to see.
So tell me about the culture, because the thing is, right, you're in France and you're in Geneva, which is in Switzerland.
Mm.
So you experience that kind of those two countries. Did you go out and experience some of the culture? You said you went to some of the towns. What was that like?
Well, it's like a little resorty. So it's like village.
Okay.
So we saw a lot of like little French villages as we drove through. And it's so quaint and so beautiful. We didn't do much of Geneva. It was literally like a stop, okay, get out of the airport, get in the bus, and drive out. Yeah. But the French Alps, like the villages in and around, you can just see the whole small town mentality.
Oh, okay.
You
know? But
it's,
of course,
it's so cute. It's it's lovely. It's
what was it that struck you about the people and their culture when it comes to the small, quaint villages that you haven't experienced anywhere else? Or is it basically like...
I think they're just so proud of who they are.
Okay, is it like being Paris, but in a winter scape and not Paris?
No.
No, it's not like that. It's not that kind of Paris.
No. Or maybe it's because it's a bit more commercialized now.
Oh, okay.
But they're very welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just so proud because, I mean, one of our ski instructors was working there and she lived in that town and her dad was a ski instructor and he lived in that town. So it's like, you know, it's like it's there's a heritage. There's a legacy,
right?
There's traditions, there's generations that are just in and around that little resort that the town's around and around Club Med, really. So Club Med's literally the biggest, I'm sure, source of employment for all those little villages in and around.
All right. What did you enjoy about the food? I mean, you're in Switzerland and France,
yes.
Chocolate, cheese, champagne, pastries. But what is it that you found there that you didn't know before, food wise?
I think just a variety of cheeses, but also it was because the food it tasted homemade, but
it tasted
Michelin
real.
Star homemade. I don't know if that makes sense.
I think I get you.
Yeah, because you know, like when you go fine dining, you know, you get like a little potato, or like a rusty, and then it's like a little stack. This was like wholesome, you know, like breads and whatever, but it tasted
It was
amazing.
On another level.
Just another level.
Did you take the kids some chocolate?
They even gave us like picnic, go get, you know, like one for the road.
Yeah.
On the bus trip back to Geneva.
And did you get a chance to get any chocolates for the kids and that sort of thing in those small towns? Is there a spot where you can get gifts?
No, absolutely. I just, you know, put cheese and
you
champagne.
And hubby.
Yeah.
Okay. So the kids got nothing.
Not a great mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got t-shirts, you know.
Yeah.
Who wasn't? Mom wasn't from. I know.
Mom was in the Alps and I got this stupid t-shirt. Okay. Which you probably got at OR Tambo anyway.
She doesn't
on
know.
On the way in.
She's nine. What does she know?
She's going to listen to this podcast one day. She's going to find out.
Yeah. So the town is very geared toward foreigners and tourists.
Okay. So, is there shopping opportunities? I mean, not everyone. I'm totally against if I'm going on holiday. I don't really like to go shopping.
Yeah, me neither.
But I know that my wife might want to go shopping and other people's wives might want to go shopping.
Yeah.
And I'm not expecting there to be like Prada and Louis Vuitton and that sort of thing, but quaint different things that
and
you
can get
nowhere.
And that's what's nice about
else.
It. It's like little village shopping.
Yeah.
So you get like touristy shops, small little ones.
Okay.
It's not like a big mall that's got, like you said, the brand names.
Yeah.
You get that when you get to Paris.
Yeah.
But here you get stuff that's specific to the region.
Okay.
Which is why I thought,
like,
you know, well, I'm going
to
get some cheese in a can. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you got cheese with the arts and crafts.
And champagne. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Right. Yeah.
And what struck you about the cheese? What's so different about the cheese that side? I remember being at Paris de Gaulle last year and just buying cheese at the airport was like the best cheese I've ever had in my life.
I know, you become like that. You become
that
person.
You know what I mean?
That wants to like sample every cheese.
And even like...
Just the variety.
The variety, like the food.
Mm.
You know, we get foie gras here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, and this is at the airport. It's
I
not
should
like,
put some back. Because you're like...
You got too much.
Yeah, it looks like foie gras and it's like real and it's amazing.
It's
and
on another
like,
level.
I really want to take this back with me.
Yeah.
And then I did. And then... One of my family members opened it because they thought, oh, you know, liver pate.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
Yes.
Oh, really? Hold up. They just like put it on some bread with acha.
Yeah.
No,
it was real. No, the struggle was real. And I get home and I'm like,
what?
It's now in the little lunchbox. You know what I mean? Because obviously they couldn't finish it. So now it's in the little, and I'm like, that looks familiar. Oh my gosh, that looks familiar.
That's
that
like 300 rands worth, or 500 rands.
It's like, oh no, it's not. Is it not like pate? No.
I see white liver. Oh my lord!
So now I have to go back. Now I have to go back to right this wrong.
Okay, yeah, you do. Please, can you bring me some cheese and some foie gras and some champagne as well?
But no, it was great. I've got you.
Okay,
I
but it was great talking to you. I'm going to bring in the condom people now. Which is a good thing to talk about after a ski resort holiday, because now we're going to get real. And I'm glad it's guys.
Now we're like, from the chill, we're going to get to the heat.
Yeah, thanks for...
But I have to ask, why is there no women talking about condoms?
because, you know, we want to have a man-to-man conversation. Okay. I tell you what. Why don't you stay? Uh-huh. Why don't you stay? And then we can all talk about this thing. Because
I'm interested in what
you can add your perspective. And it's important for us to hear, because you represent our wives and girlfriends. It's a big task. It's a big responsibility.
But you know what? I'm really...
But remember, you're representing all black females out there. If you agree, then they must all agree. So whatever Brenda says, ladies, she's spoken for you. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal, guys. Because you just can't be the male voice talking about condoms.
I suppose, hey. Mm. But I mean, like, what if we want to talk about real stuff? Now we're going to be shy because we don't want to offend you.
No offense. Like I said, I'm here as a representative.
You've seen this thing before.
Nothing can scare me now if you really think about it.
Okay, so we got Sipho Maja and Lulu Mutekwa. Mutwahai coming in. Ish, you know. Oh yeah, konje. So figi.
I'm here. Hello, Prince.
Yeah, how are you? Yeah.
Good and you?
Like, I'm just seeing these familiar faces. You guys are just kind of circling around.
Yeah. That's how we roll. This is the Black Lives Show.
No. This is the place to be.
Yeah.
These are black people.
Did you travel with your husband though?
No.
She left him at home.
I had to go by myself.
Did you go with the ladies? Oh no, by yourself. Just like.
Yeah, no, it was just me. I was with a group of other people, but not, we weren't like all coupley.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it wasn't a lovey-dovey.
No, he wasn't happy.
Yeah.
But why did he stay? I don't understand.
Exactly. I don't know, ask Club Med.
Oh, it was one of those, but you can't bring a partner.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
I'm going to China next.
Okay, hold up.
No ways.
I want to ask you a question, because you did something here that what if he said to you, baby, I've been offered this holiday and it's just
he goes away all the time. He went to LA.
No, but that was work.
By myself.
Was this work? No.
This is Afropolitan work.
You were writing an article, but yes. You're going on holiday.
But that's work.
So when he was in LA, was he going on holiday or was he going there to shoot something?
No, he was going for something with the NVF, but you see, our jobs call for these kind of things. Mm-hmm. But I was working, I was taking notes the whole time.
With your French ski instructor.
Okay, anyway, editor.
Gents, you're in here. Thanks for coming through. Sipho.
Yes, sir.
And Lulu.
Hey, it's Prasipo for you.
Oh, yeah, no.
Prasipo.
We're the same age, man, this guy. How are you guys doing, man? So, Machita. We're here to talk about Supro Medical, and you guys have come up with a brand of condoms called Shore Condoms. In fact, let me take a look at that box for a second. What made you guys decide that you could make condoms in this country? That's a very controversial question, but I want to ask it exactly like that. What made you think you could do this?
Let me start by introducing myself. My name is Sipho Maja. I'm from Soweto.
Okay, can I open it?
Yeah, you're welcome. Actually, you can actually play with it as well.
George, he needs someone. Maybe not in front of you guys. Town,
she's coming back tonight, so I can't take these condoms with me because she's going to ask me where I got them. Why am I carrying short condoms? But anyway, no. Sipho, press Sipho. Right. Please continue.
Look, I've been in the industry and FMCG market for a very long time. And looking at the market, we never really had very good brand condom in the township. You know,
the government condoms are terrible.
Let's start with Attridgeville.
That's where I'm
Yeah, we got down to Pirizolama Petlam then, where the only condom that we used to find there was Lovers Plus and Trust. While if you go to town, Santon, Rosebank, you find your other brand, which is your, we can name it from Jurex, from Carex to Contempos is actually a million of brand of condoms. But if you go to a township, you only find two brand of condoms. So we say, let's take a good brand of condom and take it to our people for the best price. That's how we started.
Okay. When you went into the market, you manufacture the condoms?
Yeah, the condom is manufacturing in Malaysia.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We don't have a manufacturing...
That's what I heard. That don't have a condom manufacturing plant in South Africa.
I did produce Choice as well. The last 7 containers for Department of Health last year, between November and March this year.
Okay.
Yeah, I came for rescue where we didn't have, we had a shortage of condoms, and I managed to deliver at least 7 containers of choice condoms.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long have you guys been out there in the market with Sure condoms?
We've been in the market now for 7 years.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah, but that's a long time.
I mean, okay, it's obviously a distribution thing then. Are you?
But not really, we're national.
Are you national? Are you everywhere? Can I find you at the airport?
I think because you're wearing a ring, that's why you don't even look on the condom section.
That's true, though. But I walk past.
Somebody was going there. And, somebody had to go
and,
there.
And I, you know, because it's important to be able to educate younger people about these things.
No, we are there. We're actually supplying mainly on the bottom end of the market. You know, when a guy from coming from a pub, he is looking for a condom, he can find it. Just right
at next, the pub.
Yeah, it's at the pub.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Awesome. At the pub in Sandton and Four Ways and everywhere else.
Yeah, we are there actually. But
why not?
In the township.
Why not? Why not?
No, we are there. We supply mainly Four Courts in Sandton. We supply. We listed nationally with Shell, Total Garage, okay. Sasol, and BP as well.
Okay, that's good to know because I mean, at the end of the day, like we want to start supporting our own, and it's important that we do. It's important that you guys become successful. Because it's our own brand of condoms, homegrown and so on and so forth. And if you're going to use a condom, you may as well get one of your own.
Definitely.
Tested by the brothers. So
you know what I'm saying.
You're not going to have a fit issue, I suppose.
Gents, so who tested the condoms? Can we just go there? I know everyone's thinking it.
Let's talk to you for a bit.
Remember, there's a body that SAPS approval.
Right.
So before anything gets to the end user, it needs to go through stringent tests.
Right.
How do they test
strength,
it?
your water, they check everything.
Scientifically.
Yeah, they check lubrication, everything, right. Packaging at the back.
Right,
know.
Right.
So that's the body that tests before us.
Okay.
And then you can test after that.
All right.
Well, obviously, okay. We'll let us know on the next show how it went. And these are, we got here the exotic flavor super dotted condoms. That's the one I had on. Just
now. Head on. Yes.
So can we call it exotic. Really it exotic is a mix of fruits, you know, than having
fruit.
A banana, strawberry. So we took all the fruits and put them together and we create exotic.
All right.
It's something different that no one has got that.
Brenda's dying to ask a question.
Yeah,
here's
please,
the editor
please,
coming
please.
In.
Yeah. I just want to ask, like, if why they never ask women to consult? You know, like with flavors and whatnot, because I'm the one who has to deal with the fruit salad.
Can
do you know what I mean?
Can
do they
no,
ever?
Can
do you ask?
The guys are on you.
No, can I? Okay,
do you ask,
okay,
do you ask
can,
women?
Can I answer that?
Yeah.
This is flavored, but not colored, because we know what women experience from the color.
Okay.
Did you
okay.
ask them if what flavors they want? Because maybe no, I want a wine flavored condom.
No, we made
that would be a good idea.
That would be awesome.
Like a champagne flavored condom.
Yeah, we made a research, extensive research, because remember, this affects women in various ways because the color will remain.
Huh?
So,
but we're talking flavor now, Bralulu.
Okay.
Let's go to the flavor.
Or the flavor. No, I understand that. Or the like.
How it tastes.
How it tastes.
Oh, how it
never
smells.
We can start now.
Yeah, you should ask us women.
Just start now.
Isn't
that the point of the flavor?
Okay, flavor side. That's how we create a cocktail of all flavors.
Okay.
Look, it's not everybody going to like your banana, but you can compromise on apple. So we put all the flavor together to create, to accommodate everyone else. That's why we came with exotic.
I must say, I mean, you know, the lubrication usually in like what I call the government condoms is what I think puts a lot of people off. They have a certain kind of woe, you know, about them. And these smell really high end. And it's not just the flavor, but the actual lubrication of it. Is there anything that you can tell us about what you guys
use?
It's
a synthetic flavoring. It's not is not really a flavor that
of course.
Put on, but it's a bit of a synthetic flavor.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
And in terms of like the lubricant, I mean, obviously there are certain standards. There are people who are either allergic to certain lubricants, so on and so forth. What kind of lubricant do you guys use?
It's water based.
Okay.
Yes, to prevent any allergies.
And also any breakages.
Yeah.
Madam Editor, she's got questions. Listen,
please.
Take over.
No.
Yes. My next question was. You know, we've got such a wide variety of condoms for men. You can choose between this one, ribbed, non-ribbed, feels like skin,
exotic
different flavor.
Fruit,
but
super
why are we not making more female condoms? Because it always just leaves the power in your guys' hands. Do you know what I mean?
Logistically, a woman cannot plan to indulge.
What do you mean? What? Of course you can.
Okay, a woman cannot...
A woman usually does not.
No, a woman cannot just say, I'm buying a condom now, I'll put it on now. There's a procedure.
No, but okay. That's like a man.
But the procedure is like 3 hours. It needs to settle down.
Okay. Hang on a second.
Yeah. What you mean, how they work.
The actual logistics of putting on that condom.
You cannot put it in on now.
You can't
and say
be like, oh, quickly, yeah. like let's yeah. do this, you and then I'm going to slip into something more comfortable, and I'll be right back. And actually, like 3 hours later, yes. we're waiting.
But it's yeah. 24/7. We can't find
on that point as well. I think I'm the one that I'm involved in production. What happened is a production of female condoms. There's only less than three companies, three manufacturing female condoms around the world. So it's a bit technical, and when it comes to pricing as well, a female condom, the cheapest you get in the market is plus minus $50.
While just
it's a man's world, guys. Like,
while
I don't understand.
While the three male condoms, you can buy it between $15 and $35.
This is $850, am I correct?
That's our supply price to the retail stores.
And retail? What are we retailing?
It goes between $12 and $15.
All right. That's the price of a can of Coke. Yes. And here's my thing.
Coke is 10 rand, the boss.
Oh, go for it. Maybe they'll see me coming and they change the prices quickly. Yeah. I don't know. Here's my thing, right? Because you asked a very poignant question about the female condom.
Yes.
Design-wise, I think we're not quite there yet in terms of design.
I don't understand why.
Have you tried ever using a female condom?
No, we tried it. I've tried it because when they came out, you know, the Femidom.
They were just weird.
And they're just like, it's like a plastic bag. I could do my groceries with it.
You know what I mean? You're like, how are we going to do this now?
And you're telling me that we haven't moved past that. I think it's because it's not a priority.
You think so?
On that point, government is going to be supplying it. I'm involved as well with the new tender, current tender. Government has ordered female condoms, which are going to be available at the clinics.
People are going to use them.
Yes.
No, and they rustle. You know,
they make a noise.
Also, you've seen them.
We've tried them as well.
And the packet is huge.
Yeah.
You know, it's not discreet at all. It's like, were you hoping to get lucky tonight? You know.
But how comfortable are these things for like females, guys? You know, because
we're talking about the condoms. Sure condoms, or just female condoms,
female condoms.
Like, that's what I'm saying. They're rubbish, and I don't know. And I'm urging you guys, please, to at least start thinking about how.
Don't discourage that.
Get a patent design.
I think we've got a different lifestyle, and a woman that know that wherever she's gonna be tonight, she's not gonna be safe. I'll advise her to use one. Because you never know what's going
to
happen.
No, absolutely. No, you have to have them. I'm just saying, can they be better?
I think that the female... Maybe you should design a condom then.
There's a huge opportunity. Because the market, how the market respond is different. And I don't want you to put money where you're going to end up expiring stock.
Here's the thing as well. I think that if you have a condom, like the female condom as it is now, that takes away from the natural pleasure of sex... It's actually more unsafe because people just end up taking it out, not using it at all. And like, let's just do it and hope for the best.
But that's why we brought in a condom called MicroThin. Our MicroThin condoms is a very, very thin condom. When you wear them, you cannot even feel that you're wearing a condom.
Okay, you tested
we
that
do
yourself,
all the time.
Okay.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah. No
look,
pressure.
I mean, I'll be your guinea pig.
You should be making babies, buddy.
That's true. Let's stop wasting time, right? My biological clock is done ticking.
She's gone.
You said we can find these condoms anywhere. Yes. Shell garages,
they're listed with all
Total
the
garages,
yes.
Engine
garages,
Caltex
garages, and I must say I'm very impressed with this condom from what I've seen. It's the real deal. One of
you see? Madam Editor is hiding one in her boobies now.
There's no way I can take that with me.
She's allowed to take one, hey?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so generally, if a woman comes home, guys, who's the buyer of condoms? Kren-kren? Like, is it mostly men? Is it mostly
women? You'll be surprised, actually.
I think it's mostly... I think
women, they're buying condoms these days, trust me.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were you
they don't want an excuse that, you know, some of these guys, they're so broke, they cannot even afford $10 condom.
No, but it's taboo as well.
Yeah, it's taboo for women to buy condoms.
No, women buy.
They do.
Men, it's taboo for them.
Really?
Women are very...
liberal.
Very... liberated. Life different.
You're right, because I'm talking about ancient history here. In my former days, women, when I was still out there, women would be like, no, you buy the condoms. And you're like, but we're here together, standing here. If they're going to judge us both anyway, because we walk into the garage. Yeah, I might as well do it, but you buy it. You know. But now women are liberated, and I think that's fantastic that women should be liberated. Women should have their not just like female condoms, but just condoms in their bag. Why not?
Yeah, be sexually liberated and take control of your own sexuality and life.
But now a normal man, when a woman takes out a condom, it's why does she have a condom?
That's
why?
Not normal, man. That's abnormal.
No, I'm just saying, like your typical guy on the streets. You're like, you know what, this woman is.
But I think as South African men, we have a long way to go as well in terms of our own sexual liberation, because if we're not liberating ourselves, we won't be able to liberate South African women. And quite frankly, our sex lives are just going to go down the drain, guys. I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there to all our listeners as well. You know, like you go to places like Brazil, Europe, and even America, and you find that the women are just liberated. You know, if a woman's got a condom in a bag, you don't think she's a hoe, for example. Like, yes, like, oh my God.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah. Why did you carry
around?
A condom?
No, yeah, I'm being responsible.
It should have been a surprise to you as much as it was to me. Like, oh, this is actually happening? I didn't plan for this. Welcome HIV. You know. Yeah.
So were there any condoms in the rooms? Like, you know, when you travel, did you find any, like, are there any amenities? Did you notice anything, like?
No,
could you ask your butler
I guess you could ask the butler when you bring the girls, please don't forget.
When you bring the girls with the condoms.
You do find, I think some of the countries, some of us have been through Macau, Thailand, Hong Kong. They were always condom, but they don't come cheap as well. So you rather go to the store and buy your own condom, because the one you find in the room, it doesn't come cheap, but you'd normally find condoms.
Spell of the moment things. Yes.
Well, I think that's something that could be considered, having sure condoms in South African hotels. Even places like city lodges, road lodges. And I say that not because I'm looking down on the condoms, but if we're actually strategic, you know, people go out on a Friday night, they have someone at home, and they are now thinking, I'm about to get lucky, so I'm not going to go to the most expensive hotel. I'm probably going to go to a city lodge, right? For a quickie.
Yeah.
They may as well have the condoms in there. And at this price, city lodge could probably just, you know, they could buy from you guys, and that's how you distribute.
This is a very good point you raised, but remember that those hotels, they're just for accommodation, and they're running their own business as well. We've approached them already. They've give us space on one condition, that we must put vending machine in, so that if you want to buy condoms, you're on your own, because you remember, it's not about you only want to have fun. It's about maybe a person just looking for accommodation, maybe
fair
stay
enough
with the kids. So our next project is to bring in the condom vending machines, and we distribute through all the hotels around the country.
Okay, well, thank you very much, guys, for coming in. For trade inquiries, you can call the guys from Shaw on 073-730-0177.
Or other number is 072-549-6139.
That's 072-549-6139.
All right, awesome. We've got to wrap the show up, and we're going to leave you now. But before we do, thank you, Sally, for writing in. And she's saying, wow, Club Med sounds like it's got the best holiday packages. Make sure that you get hold of them at club_med_SA, or call them on 011-840-2600. Black Life was brought to you by Club Med, the original all-inclusive holiday provider. To learn more about holidays enjoyed in style, go to www.clubmed.co.za or tweet them, actually. And Club Med Holidays, always enjoyed in style. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you, Madam Editor.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, awesome.
Cheers.
This is CliffCentral.com.